and struggling becomes a virtue only under the spell of nature. And while the artificial skin requires a great effort to be replaced, the natural skin only requires our constant subtle effort. All and all that matters in the end is that life can be rich enough to appreciate what we love and take care of it. And any stainless society won't rust, but will have to be ultimately replaced all at once. And the public preaching of moralism is the perfect shield for private misdeeds. And the offspring of the bourgeois will only aim to move in the zones of most commodities. And if only we would understand our nature in relation to that of others, there wouldn't be any need for oppression. And we ought to take advantage of rich enterprises, but with the aim of recreating our natural setting. And attitudes are only social masks which we don't need once we have discovered ourselves. And to maintain positive energy, we ought to either travel through other realities or create a new reality. And adhering to our self-made ideal will ultimately means to become a social outcast. And boredom is ultimately due to the incapability or impossibility to take care of what we love. And through exposure we temper our life as well as becoming aware of its fragility. And critique is always a simplification of a much complex reality that cannot be synthesized. And sooner or later we will understand that the place where we can act without constraints is only within us. And anything becoming corporative will ultimately become an imposition over its surrounding reality. History must take its course. And whatever we force towards one thing will move to the opposite. And it is a battle to keep the natural self alive without caging it into any social sector. And if others are taking over what used to be ours, it is also because we are no longer apt for it. And especially when we are enslaved, we can find the path of freedom within us. And we give birth to different creatures, but the rare ones outside the social schemes have to be secretly taken care of. And we give up everything in order to follow the one something that is ourselves in relation with the sublime nature. And we ought to come to the understanding that the biggest of journeys we can take right in the here and now. And not only we have to have the courage to postpone our coming to being, but also we have to have the courage to do so remotely. And only keeping a foot off the grid, we are still able to think as individuals. And no matter how degraded we are, a real blessing only comes from a solar nature. And mediocrity is the gray in between that slowly deflate our life inevitably. The enforced continuation of a love that has been consumed is really our paralysis. And in the time of global connectivity, we shall abstain in order to recreate the natural connectivities. While modern intellectualism leaves of indignation, eternal wisdom is above any prejudgment and accept his position. And culture flourishes in the moment of mutation from one energy to another. And in order to preserve our authenticity every time others start feeling proud of us, it is time to step down. And we only are responsible for our nature, and any other artificial construction can go to hell. And only some of our intelligence should be used to gain profit, leaving the rest to our spiritual development. And even a small step is always a step towards an improvement. And only accepting our mortality, our soul can be immortal. And we ought to understand people not from what they say, but ultimately from what they want to be. And always new illusions provide us with the energy to continue. And the question is not to have all the time in the world, but to be able to structure it in order to also take care of the inner self. And while humble beings are always compatible, the rich will always be incompatible. And the fight against the most powerful ones can only be won creating spiritual alternatives at the margins of their domains. And there is an ugly productive force taking over a beautiful meditative force. And what if we try to produce within the latter? And as soon as the industrial area will cheese, the north will move back to the south, and vice versa. And the evil energy is always what we convey from the outside, and that is why we ought to strengthen from within. And as soon as we associate with whatever establishment, we make targets and we become a target. And that is why we ought to associate with nature alone. And the natural order in all its greatness, it's now reduced within the artificial disorder. And the human rationale has gone so astray that all natural orders are now fully invertible. And any form of subsidized culture is either pornographical or most conservative in its pretending to be radical. And all we ought to guarantee is that we are able to manifest our natural talents. and by fully sacrificing our personal commodities that destroy the natural resources, we are able to regenerate them. It is poetry especially that needs its time and space. It is only a new form of high spirituality that will be able to join all humans with all their conflicting cultures. And unless we have created our own framework, the older we grow, the fastest we adapt to the given frameworks. And at last, we have to comply to the energies of the people around us to bring our energy to a higher level. And comfort must be the place only to comfort our fatigues. And we may live with the hope that one day our economy will improve, yet the biggest hope is that one day we can improve the spirituality of others. And the bigger are the processes surrounding us, and the more we can get enslaved by those who control them. And the more polished is the surface, the harder is for a real substance to emerge from within. While keeping essentially practical, we ought to avoid any attitude which is only a decoration hindering our spiritual development. And in the haste of cementing our ego, we ultimately forget to make it live.